It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and for years, I had my grandmother on speed dial, and I would call it Instagram.
Wow.
Then the app came out, which kind of ruined it.
Is that trademark infringement on you? Or? Yeah.
Pretty much. And now she doesn't even answer my 3 a.m. calls anymore.
Oh, wow. Grandma.
Wait, that's but who you're drunk dialing?
This one's for the gram, my grandma.
Right.
It's a brand new Care or Don't Care,
okay,
where I read a catchy headline and see if my co-hosts want to hear about it or not. Let's get into your first one. What do Jose and Taylor Swift now have in common after her latest performance?
We talk about our exes too much.
Yeah. Care or don't care.
don't care. I know the answer.
I care.
We did a second date recently where a lady ate a fly on purpose during dinner.
Oh.
It sounds like Taylor Swift is joining the club.
What?
No, she didn't.
Because she had an incident happen at her recent show at Chicago's Soldier Field. Taylor was on stage performing when she suddenly stops mid-song.
No.
And grabs her throat and mouth and looks like she's choking.
No!
So all the fans don't know what's happening. They're really concerned.
Sure,
the whole stadium goes quiet.
Yeah.
And they watch Taylor start to cough repeatedly on stage. And then after a second, Taylor looks up and goes, "Oh my God, I just swallowed a bug." Which caused everyone to burst out laughing.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I don't know how it doesn't happen more with, like, those big stadium lights, you know, and all the bugs swarming.
The lights, I didn't think about that.
Oh, God, it'd be so gross, especially in Chicago.
She goes, is there any chance you guys didn't see that? And then after swallowing it, she jokes, "Oh, delicious."
Oh.
But Jose has eaten bugs on this show before, so now you and Tay-Tay are bug bros.
Yeah. And both of us not on purpose, all right? You guys made me eat bugs.
You liked them.
For us,
she made a lot more money to eat her bugs than you guys pay me.
We don't have enough talent to be Taylor Swift and accidentally eat bugs. Yeah. Our talent is actually eating the bugs.
The bug is the main event.
Yeah, that's it.
One commenter online said, now instead of bad blood, Taylor had bug blood. And we traced that comment all the way back to Alexis's little brother, who posted it and is still laughing about it today.
Bro.
Yeah, he would go viral before me.
Yeah. He's adorable.
Let's see if you guys care about this. No ugly babies allowed is the motto of Brooke Fox and this company's big new contest.
Wow. You know, you are getting us by adding us to these.
Care or don't care?
I care.
I care only because there is no such thing as an ugly baby, Jeff.
Oh,
they're all cute.
Oh.
Even the funny looking ones.
Okay.
I think they're so cute.
Oh, funny looking. Wow.
Funny looking. That's not much better.
You've heard of Gerber baby foods.
Yeah.
Alexa still likes the banana berry medley puree.
How'd you know my favorite? Mm-hmm.
But the company just announced their annual search to find the new face to be their spokes baby of the year.
Aww. Yeah, I love these.
And for the first time this year, Gerber's not only asking for your baby photo submissions, they're also asking the parents to share their own baby photos along with it.
Their
photos.
So you're saying your mom has already submitted your picture, Jeffrey? Because you know, I know you were involved with many baby modeling competitions.
Absolutely.
And I would have won this competition had I fit into the age range.
Did you win the old other ones?
Well, the baby photos are going to be judged alongside your child's, and then if everything looks correct, you'll be asked to submit a blood sample for a DNA test to prove you are the true biological parent.
Whoa.
Why can't you be the adoptive parent?
Dance?
What the hell?
I'm just kidding. They're not going to do that.
Oh, okay.
That's a joke. So after they review all the photos,
dark, Jeff.
They're going to choose a winning baby who will receive a cash prize of $25,000
Whoa.
Plus a new wardrobe and a year's supply of Gerber products.
Oh, man, that's right. Dang. Earn your own stuff, babies. Get to work.
And before you ask, Brooke, your 5-year-old son Alder is too old for the baby competition.
He is a Gerber. I remember when he was a newborn, I was like, that is the Gerber baby. When he has curly hair, remember?
Yeah. All applicants need to be between 8 and 48 months, 4 years old, to give you that.
Okay.
So you gotta hurry up.
There's some parents that still base their age on that.
Yeah. You gotta hurry up and enter if you want to, because the deadline is June 10th.
Your mom really would be like, well, he's 642 months.
Yeah.
If you want to do it, find the link on our Insta stories at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Let's put Jose in a diaper. Enter him.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on.
And then bring on the crickets again.
Yeah. Let's go to your next headline. The newest sport in the world is going to be the most popular 5 seconds after I tell you what it is.
What?
Oh,
care or don't care?
More popular than pickleball? Tell
us. Much more popular.
Whoa.
This is going to sound like a joke, but I do promise it's 100% real. Sweden just became the first country in the world to register lovemaking as an official competitive sport.
No way! What? Oh my god, I'd be the fastest. I immediately
I don't think that's how you win.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think that's how you win.
Actually, later this week, they're going to be hosting the first ever European lovemaking championship.
What?
How do they judge it?
And it's more structured than you think.
No
it's
way.
Open to any competitors from an official European country.
Whoa. Wait, are, okay. are they nude? Are they not nude? Like,
I would assume
you have to have all your clothes off
you
to do this.
You don't have to.
I don't know if you guys have done it before, but...
It's 20 representatives from different European nations who all take part. Whoa. The event will last several weeks with an hour-long individual event for each person.
So do you just like, where do you get judges for this?
The judges are gonna base things on creativity, imagination, physical fitness, endurance, and it's all based on overall satisfaction.
The more satisfied,
the higher your score.
Do any of the European men need someone? I volunteer.
Do you think that the judges like have a like you get disqualified for faking it?
If they can tell, you could be really good at
faking it. Or performance-enhancing drugs. I bet that's a real issue with this.
That's true.
You guys seem really into this already.
I am into this.
You gotta tune in on pay-per-view.
Let's go.
I do feel like the French will have a good advantage, though, in this competition.
I don't know. I think that sometimes they're all talk.
But they're gonna have a panel of judges as well as audience votes.
Hey!
Who, I don't know if it's like by applause. But that's gonna be happening.
This.
And don't worry, I have already asked our program director if we can do a ticket giveaway on our show to attend the European Lovemaking Championships.
Yes. No, what did he say?
I think Italy's got a good shot.
He said no 8 times, but I'm not giving up. We will give away those tickets at some point. And finally, Jeff's joke of the day, care or don't care.
Care.
What kind of exercise do lazy people do?
Oh, we're going back to exercise, huh? What?
Diddly squats. That's care or don't care. We got your phone tap coming up. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.